eternal, and the invisible essence of you can never die. You have the ability to turn any thought into form with the power of your mind. You become what you think about. Your thoughts are all seeds that you plant. The kingdom of heaven is within you. It's not an empty cliche. It is a reality. You are already complete and whole, and nothing external to yourself in the physical world can make you more complete. To be attached to your physical appearance is to ensure a lifetime of suffering as you watch your form go through the natural motions that began the moment of your conception. Refuse to let an old person move into your body. Aging is simply a learned way of being. Thoughts, when properly nourished and internalized, will become a reality in your world of form. Thoughts are extremely powerful things. It says in Proverbs that, as you think, so shall you be. Not the other way around. It doesn't say anywhere that, as you be, so shall you think. And yet this is how so many of us run our lives. We allow the circumstances of our lives and all of the events that take place outside of us to determine what goes on inside. You got to reverse that. Be able to picture what it is that you want and conceive of it first. And then allow that to create your world, rather than allowing your world to create your inner state of being. Ultimately, there's nothing to forgive, because there is nothing to judge, and no one to blame. Real magic thinkers say, I believe it, I know it, and I will access my spiritual powers to do it. It is my intention. The more you attach your value and humanity to those things outside of yourself, the more you give those things the power to control you. You are not a human doing, but rather a human being. By concentrating on your breathing, by meditation, and by affirming aloud your intentions, you can re-energize yourself on your life's journey. Everything you know about yourself corresponds to a belief you are holding. Would you consult an imaginary, fear-based history to make your real-life decisions? If you are still following a career path that you decided upon as a young person, ask yourself this question today. Would I seek out the advice of a teenager for vocational guidance? Inner commitment to your own excellence is the stuff of which miracles are made. Conflict cannot survive without your participation. Death is a concept that refers to endings. Endings need boundaries, and your dimensionless self has no boundaries. Empowerment is the inner joy of knowing that external force is not necessary to be at harmony with oneself. Those who injured us did only what they knew how to do, given the conditions of their lives. If you won't forgive, then you allow those ancient injuries to continue their hold on you. What you think and talk about expands into action. Look at every obstacle as an opportunity. Enlightenment demands that you take responsibility for your way of life. Forgiveness is an act of the heart. Be consistently aware of the need to serve God and to serve others in any and all of your actions. That is the way of the miracle worker. Giving and receiving are the same. God will work with you, not for you. Everything we fight only weakens us and hinders our ability to see the opportunity in the obstacle. The entire universe is an intelligent system. When you are told that you have some kind of physical affliction, you can either prepare to suffer or prepare to heal.